Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma, your humble host. Once more, I have the privilege to be here with two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Sister Bita. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, Sister Asma.
Thank you for being here.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Today I'm really happy that I have the honor to be here with you two and our dear listeners.
Thank you. And we have the pleasure to have you both in here.
Thank you.
Now, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
All right. I am Zainab Askari, and I am done with Master's in Linguistics from Kashmir University. And then I came to Iran, and I'm studying in the seminary school right now.
So I wish you luck. And you, Sister Bita?
I'm Bita, a medical student who is really interested in that sort of discussions.
Depression is a mood disorder that causes a persistent feeling of sadness and loss of interest. Well, it sometimes could be called a syndrome, you know?
Yeah.
But nowadays we see that it's been so pandemic. Let's call it pandemic because many people are coping with it. And it's it no longer has the same sad connotation it used to have 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Well, I guess it has become a part of everyone's life, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it has come natural, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not sure about it. It seems like we are getting used to depression, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I think after the 3 years of quarantine for COVID-19, this depression just, we made it worse and worse and worse day by day. And, I want to start from my own experience. I think every individual has experienced this kind of depression, this feeling of depression at least once, I think.
Very true.
And I think from you to your listeners, I think you are the depressed one or you know some depressed persons around you.
Exactly.
And this is a disaster, unfortunately. Because, being depressed is connected to being numb. And when you feel numb about anything, this motivation of you, of going on, of moving on, going forward for living, and loving life will be lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the main problem of depression.
So, Sister Zainab, what are your ideas, your bright ideas about sad depression?
Well, I think depression comes into your life when the life does not go the way you want it to go.
Very true.
Over and over, again and again. Okay, if you face it once, it's okay. If you face it twice, it's okay. But when life consistently does not go the way you have planned it or you want it to go, or it's not as per your mood, you experience depression. And that's because why you experience it more, because you are not ready for it. As Imam Ali alayhis salam puts it, that there's a day that's in your favor and there's a day against you.
Exactly.
We are ready for the day that's in my favor. We're not ready for the day that's against me. We don't have that capability.
The day that is with you, or it serves your favor, don't be so happy.
Yeah.
And the day that is against you, don't be so sad, because both ways, it's not going to stay forever.
So once your capability to accept that, the thing that life is not going the way I want it to go, is actually makes things difficult and it gets in depression. And then I think today, everyone around your family, outside your family, in the society, you yourself, everyone is depressed, because other than the accepting this, other than having this capability, we all are in a race.
You're telling me that, okay, when life doesn't go as the way you want it to go, it makes you feel like depressed because you cannot do anything. But I think I'm different or something.
No, there was a key point in what she said. She said an incessant
I got it.
An incessant process. There is no way to cut it, one after another.
I got
you are going to experience a situation that is bitter, that is very sad.
I think
well, actually, Sister Vida is trying to get us back to reality. We would go to that, definitely. Yeah, but yeah. I was just telling the root cause.
Exactly.
Now, when you face it, is because there's no. I never said you can't do anything about it. What I said, when you feel depressed, why you feel sad? Because I feel depressed or sad when literally life does not go the way I want it to go.
Besides the fact that you do something.
People do not behave with me the way I want them to behave. Life is not meant to be happening with the way that I have planned.
We
want it to be. Now, what we can do about it is the second part of the story. But I was saying that when we feel depressed.
So I guess now the fruit of our discussion is going to sprout out. But let's go for a short break and I'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about depression. Well, depression might sound a little bit of sad and dark and very narrow, but it happens. And nowadays, we cannot claim that either I have experienced depression or I have seen some other people going through this process. It happens. It's a disorder. And there's so much of reasons for it. I read it somewhere. The life is an incessant pursuit of a never fugitive satisfaction or happiness. So, reading this sentence, it made me feel depressed because when you think of life as a meaningless process, then everything would go so dark and black in front of your eyes, and then you would feel, okay, why should I have passion in this life? Why should I share any interest in a life that has got no meaning? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So another reason of depression is losing the meaning of life.
Searching for the reason of depression is not that much true because especially, the night before this day, I was reading a research about one person who, she was called Rose, and this Rose was seriously depressed. You know, she felt like, okay, everything was meaningless and, you know, she didn't know why I'm like this. And there were no reason because Rose has a beautiful life, has really good friends, family, whatever job, you know, success in her life, and she didn't know why she's depressed, you know, and she was resisting that she has this disease. And once, after a long time of suffering from this disease, she went to the doctor. And from the medical side, this depression, this feeling of depression of and emptiness of meaning of life, is about your sometimes it's about your hormones and the chemicals that are in your body and so on.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and the thing I want to tell you is that you have to look at it from the materialistic point of view too.
You mean medical aspects?
Exactly.
Is maybe the condition that you're in needs a really serious medical treatment.
Yeah. I mean, you can count it as a disease.
Yeah.
You know what?
Of course it is a disease.
And because it is so much spread out in the world and in the all the countries, you cannot ignore it.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be ignorant of what you feel.
We cannot think of it as something simple.
Exactly.
It is not simple. You have to consult a medical scientist, whatever, that is going to help you.
Yeah, I also read one of the stories like that, and the person at the end of the day met spiritual counselor, a religious guide, and told him, I have everything, but I don't know why there's no taste in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm depressed. Yeah. And the scholar, just without asking him anything, told him, stop listening to music.
You know? Wow,
you know, even in India, even in our country, we have some singer who is famous for just singing only sad songs. And in one of the award functions, when he got awards for those singing songs, the anchor told him, when we listen to your songs, even if a person has a smooth relationship, he feels like
even
having a breakup.
Even if I'm single, I would feel like I've been through a breakup.
This means that these songs do have effect on your life, on your mood.
Yeah.
And they do cause some, you know, some, I don't know, nothingness in your life, no meaning or something. So you have to control what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're doing, what you're, you know, what you're feeding your soul with. That also has consequences apart from that materialistic aspect that Sister Beta put that there are hormonal changes. There are so many things happening. And you have to be understanding in family, like as Sister Beta said, that sometimes, because there's a stage in women's life, they feel with that PMS, and they are very, very sad in that time, and not many people are educated about this, that she gets more and more aggressive in this period, yeah. And we have to be understanding. So it's the family who has to get educated and control that her to get depressed.
Yeah, and because if they do not control it, if they do not find any solution for it, then
it's
going
to disastrous.
Yeah, it would go wild.
Yeah, because there have been cases of death, murder in the PMS. So I'm trying to say there are both materialistic aspects
and spiritual aspects
that lead to
and
depression.
Mental issues, of course. So and you need to consult a psychologist, a spiritual counselor.
Exactly. And let me add something to the materialistic part that you mentioned about music and something. Sounds are really important. Sometimes you feel really depressed when you are, for example, stuck in a dark room that there is no sound in it. You're all alone and you feel completely and absolutely depressed. I think and those times when you go in the street and you hear the sound of life, like, I don't know, people whispering about different topics of day-to-day life, and you see other people, the cars are, you know, are driving in the street and so on. All these sounds makes you to just feel amazing about life. You know?
Yeah.
And I think sound is something mesmerizing and really effective.
Exactly.
But we have been guided what kind of sounds we have to be going through. Like it's said that when you wake up in the morning, if you want to have a very good day, just go to some place where you hear the chirping of birds, where you hear the waterfalls, the sound of the waterfalls.
Exactly. Sound of nature.
The nature, basically, because the artificial sound that keeps us disconnected from the nature itself.
Yeah.
And when you see nature, feel nature, hear the sounds, it has a lot of impacts, like our sister beat up on it.
In autumn, when you sit somewhere where there are too much of trees, and the leaves of the tree, these very broken leaves, when they get together and they crush, then it has a very beautiful sound that is so nourishing and inspiring to our soul. So I mean,
that would only come from a literary person.
Yes. What I mean is that actually not always listening to these harsh musics that are everywhere right now. You can see, I wanted to mention this point that sometimes depression has some personal background, but some other times they have some social backgrounds. When I all the time listen to the news that is giving me this very sad feeling that, okay, everything is going down the hills, everything is just going so sad, we're going to go miserable, then how would I feel? I would feel miserable.
I was just discussing that with my husband a couple of days ago, and I told him, like, what do you want next in your life? He said, death.
Thank
I was,
you.
Why? He said, because I'm hearing news from everywhere. Everything is, I don't know, one country is in war, another is in famine, another is in this, another is in this. Then, so shouldn't I pray for this? And I told him, you could have rather said, may Allah give me the capability to help them out. May Allah, or you could have, if you could do nothing, you could have at least said, may Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam.
Yeah, that
so that
true.
Whole thing, you believe that justice is going to fill the world as injustice has. And, you know, the world is going to be the other way.
Yeah.
So you could have prayed this rather than praying for death, basically.
Exactly.
So yes, these things are there that make a person feel depressed to the extent that he prays for death.
Yeah. Now, before we get too depressed, let's go for a short break and we'll be back. So, dear listeners, welcome back to Back to Reality. Well, you're listening to IRB English Radio. We're discussing depression. It might sound sad, but, well, we're getting something out of it right now in here.
Well, I think there are a hell lot of reasons we can talk about, but I think we should come to how do we overcome this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we should remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
inna
ma'al usri yusra, with every
very beautiful
difficulty,
there is ease.
This is the gist of life, I guess. Every bad thing that might come into your mind, there exists in this world.
Yeah.
But after all, we have a Lord, and Allah has promised us to be there He's always close to us and he will never let us down. Develop such an assurance in your heart. So thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again